Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. This episode is a review of Michael Judd's new book, Edible Landscaping with a Permaculture Twist, How to Have Your Yard and Eat It Too. Though a little differently from past reviews, this one was written by my wife, Sean Marie, and comes from the perspective of a gardener rather than a permaculture practitioner. So let's go ahead and get started with her review, and I'll join you afterwards with some thoughts and updates. The new book by Michael Judd, Edible Landscaping with a Permaculture Twist, How to Have Your Yard and Eat It Too, is a wonderful reference for anyone wanting to make better use of their yard, patio, or deck space at home, whether they are interested in permaculture or not. It is a book that doesn't take itself too seriously, but one that can make an important difference in your garden design if you implement a few of its projects. As expected from the title, Michael opens the book with a brief discussion of the basic principles of permaculture and how they can, and do, relate to choices you make around your home and garden. I applaud him for taking the time to include the principles, and yet he keeps the discussion from being preachy. What he shared was enough, but not too much, and it might even make a few readers want to know more. I'll admit, I read the book cover to cover when I probably should have been doing other things, like working, but it was such a pleasure to read. Michael's writing style is easy to read, and he has a genuine sense of humor that comes shining through every section of the book. I was also fortunate that the subject matter was spot on for me at the moment as well. I'm looking to redesign our front garden next spring, so I was hungry for ideas when edible landscaping landed in our post office box. Sadly, most garden books show perfectly manicured plantings and impossibly expensive projects that I could never attempt on my own or afford on a modest budget. I was pleasantly surprised that Edible Landscaping is different in every way from those other books. In fact, if I had to use only one word to describe it, that word would be approachable. This book is not scary, it is not too technical, and though it has some nice photographs and beautiful gardens, it is believable that the projects in the book are doable by a regular gardener like me on a modest budget. With the use of drawings, diagrams, and photographs of actual projects in varying stages, Michael guides you through making small changes to your garden that will yield big changes in the long term. Cost for materials are often included as well when specialized items need to be purchased, which is useful when deciding which projects to tackle if there is a budget involved. For me, the most helpful information was on unusual fruits for your forest garden. Even though I knew of all the plants Michael mentioned, what he provided was a more in-depth discussion of their growth habits than I have seen before. He also lists resources where you can find more information about the plant, and also where to purchase growing stock. Other topics discussed in Edible Landscaping are herb spirals, rainwater harvesting with swales and rain gardens, growing specialty mushrooms, hugelkultur, and earthen ovens. Also included at the very end of the book is a short section on Michael himself explaining his interests and background. So, if you've ever wanted to try growing mushrooms at home, where you've seen an herb spiral but weren't sure how one could be built at a reasonable cost, or maybe you just want to settle in to some good gardening reading in the dead of winter. For all those reasons and tons more, pick up a copy of Michael Judd's Edible Landscaping with a Permaculture Twist, How to Have Your Yard and Eat It Too. It is well worth your time. And that was my wife's review of Michael Judd's new book. I haven't had a chance yet to read the book from cover to cover, but in my browsing through it, I think that this is a really good book for any gardener or for someone who's starting out on their road with permaculture to introduce them to what the principles and ethics look like when they get implemented. The techniques such as hugelkultur and herb spirals or rainwater harvesting, they're all kind of, you know, the sexy side of things. People get to see them. And I think that that's important if we're going to build systems that attract people to them. As long as we recognize in the long run that the techniques are not permaculture, but rather an example of what permaculture can look like. For the book itself, definitely pick up a copy, pass it along to someone who's new on this path, that they can put it on their bookshelf and have a quick and easy reference to demystify a lot of these ideas and make it a little less intimidating. As a side note, I will be going to Frederick, Maryland on January 14th, just a few days after this review comes out, to sit down and interview Michael in person. If you catch this and you have any questions for him, feel free to give me a call, 717-827-6266, or email me, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com. Otherwise, if you'd like to join in the conversation, like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast. And the next episode, which comes out on January 14th, that day I'll be at Michael's, is my interview with Marisha Auerbach, where we discuss permaculture, biodiversity, and continue some of those ideas that have been discussed with Dave Jackie and Larry Santoyo and Adam Campbell about permaculture and education. And that's going to wrap this episode of the Permaculture Podcast. Until the next time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other. And that little bit of legal. The Permaculture Podcast is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License. Feel free to share it with whoever you want. Just let them know where you got it from, and don't change or sell it.